Happy Monday.
Monday morning. I know that's a damn song, bro. You never heard that song?
Go ahead, sing it to me.
Nah, I'm not gonna sing it. Because I didn't warm up.
Just do what you
want. No, it's like Monday.
Do it how you and your brothers do it in your little boy band. Yeah. Go ahead, do it.
Nah, do it like you and Boys to Adolescence used to do it. Come on, man. How you guys?
Come on, man.
Which one was the rapper in the group? That's what I want to know. Which one rapped? Because they always got to have one that couldn't sing well, but he was the one that brought the Motown Philly vibe to it.
If you were referring to that picture I sent you, it probably would have been my boy Troy.
Your boy Troy?
We called him Face.
Call him what? Face? Yo, you remember when they used to call chicks Butterface?
Oh, I didn't do that, but
you didn't do that?
No. Nah, it was a little too much for me.
Bro, this
Ray, come on, Ray.
Everything but a face?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You didn't hear that term. So that's what I'm saying. When you said face, I'm thinking that they called this dude because he had a face.
We called him Face because he looked so young looking all the time.
Oh, like so baby face.
Yeah, like baby face. Yeah,
so why didn't you call him baby face instead of face?
We just did. I don't know.
Hey, Face, come here. That's kind of weird, dude, for a bunch of guys.
Hey, we were weird. We're in the Navy, so
I remember Pretty Boy was okay, but damn. Hey, come here, Face. Come here, guys.
Hey, you wouldn't do him like that anyway. He just wasn't type of guy like that.
Nah, he was like a big guy.
Actually, no, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He wasn't a big guy. So you got,
but he demanded respect though. Kind of like T.I.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Demanded respect.
Oh, did you see that flack that T.I. caught?
For what?
For dealing with the that incident that happened with the black couple that were kicked out of Japanese, I don't know if it was a steakhouse or not, or a sushi place.
Okay.
The husband didn't have sneakers on. Well, he had sneakers on. He had Air Force Ones.
Okay.
And it was an establishment that didn't have Air Force Ones. I mean, you're not allowed to have sneakers, right?
Okay.
But then he looked, and there was this white lady who was sitting there at the bar, and she apparently had Adidas on. And they were like, oh, well, no, we don't see it. Well, it's considered dress casual. And he was like, those are sneakers. And so, long story short, he got in a little tussle with the owner because the owner came out, and he happened to be Middle Eastern. This is funny, owner of a Japanese store. This is just, you know.
So the Japanese store was owned by the Middle Eastern guy?
The Japanese store was owned by the Middle Eastern guy, yeah. The Japanese store is owned by the Middle Eastern guy. And the Middle Eastern guy comes out, right? So what happens is the Middle East guy comes out and he's like, hey, guys. He's like, they try to explain to the couple. He's like, oh, I own the place, I know, but hey, you know, there's no sneakers allowed. It's just Air Force, you know. And he was like, you know, he's like, there's no sneakers allowed. You know, that's it. It's done. You know, whatever. They're like, but she's wearing sneakers, yo. And you know, that's what the guy was saying.
That sounds really weird, man.
And it just got into this, you know, basically the people's egos and pride got going, and it was almost going to be a fight, and there was a police officer
That's how it happened.
Yeah, and they broke it up. The police officer let them go, and then, you know, they posted on social media, and that's the thing these days. Social media, it happens to, I don't care. Social media doesn't lose. So they posted on social media.
Yes, the internet is undefeated still. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they posted on social media, and what happened was T.I. got involved. So T.I. got involved, and he was like, hey, we're going to have to shut this thing down.
Shut what down?
Because it was in Atlanta. Excuse me. It was in Atlanta. So he was like, yo, we run
ATL.
Yeah, so you're saying the black community runs the ATL, you know, this businesses and whatever. It's their land. You know, it's Chocolate City. One time they used to call it Chocolate City, right?
I like Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. It's very neat. I like Atlanta as well. It's very neat. And, you know, so T.I. put this post, you know, and spoke to the next thing you know, the owner contacted him. And so he had to sit down with the owner and they talked. And I guess he tried to reach out to the other people, whatever. And they were like, hey, you know, he got flack for helping. And he was like, listen, we come here, we let him know, we educate him, like let him know that we run this establishment, that we want change. And the guy was like, oh, you know. The Middle Eastern guy was like, him and his partner were like, yeah, we don't have a diverse employees here because a lot of black people don't apply. And T.I. was like, oh, you know, he's on, IG live or whatever, let Noma know, hey, look, the owner's right here. I'm talking to him. He said, hey, sorry about the sneaker thing. Mm-hmm. He was in, you know, and he's his bad. And he's like, he's a sneakerhead himself. So he's going to remove that policy or whatnot. Right. Okay. So,
But the couple was black though, right?
The couple was black.
Okay. And the person wearing Adidas was white?
Yes. It was a white lady. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there. Okay. So is it, you know, so he corrected that, but, but you spoke of T.I. and that's why I mentioned that. Just crazy. What about this election, bro?
Like, oh boy, I'm just glad it's all. I'm just glad it's over. Pretty much,
is it?
Pretty much.
I don't know if it's gonna be over in any time soon, man. I mean,
there may be some. What do you call it? Mediation or some litigation.
There would be some federal stuff going on. From what I heard, you know, Trump's been he's already filed.
There has to be.
I don't understand. This is
there has to be proof. Where's the proof at?
I don't know, bro. This is what I don't understand.
Okay, what you don't understand?
How the hell are we still? We have technology for everything. You can hit a like button, and you can know how much Instagram followers you have.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, not like, but you can know how many people like your stuff.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Why the hell are we still doing this paper trail thing that is ridiculous? Like,
I think
I have a social security number. You do as well.
I think for hacking reasons.
No, but I understand that. But I have a social security number.
Maybe we don't want the Russians to come in.
Oh,
or the Chinese, of, or the Iranians, or
that was like the social media dilemma spoke on that as far as how the Russians, because of whatever influence of fake news, even other countries, that Facebook and all these, they don't basically allow any fact checked to happen, and that's why it can sway the nation and start a civil war. I mean, it's just some crazy stuff here. But listen, my whole point is, we are in the point where technology should, these old ways of going to do your ballot, when
you want to do ballots at home in your bed.
No, no, I'm saying it should be a way. I'm saying there should be some way where if I can order something,
yeah,
off of Amazon, DoorDash. and I'm putting a credit card in, mm-hmm, and Amazon's got a hold of that, and I'm getting it, and it's fraud protection free, you know, then the elections should be just as simple. If they can trust money, mm-hmm, digitally on every platform, why the hell can we not trust a vote, bro? You know, this is like simplicity.
That's a very good question. Yeah. The answer is they don't even know why.
They know why because they want to. I think because they want to do exactly what they're doing.
They don't even know why.
Why is voting one day?
Actually, it's not one day.
It's what? Well, you have early voting. I get that, but they don't start counting the early voting to what? The election day?
It depends. It's state by state.
State by state. Okay. Okay. Well, excuse me. Why is early voting is only by mail, right?
No, you can go in and early vote.
Really?
Or you can do a mail-in ballot.
You can turn in
your mail-in ballots.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. I did not know that. I thought it was only mail-in ballots, and that's the only way you can early vote.
I can only speak for Florida. I don't know about other states, but I know in Florida, we can go, if you early vote, you can go in and you could go in and actually vote.
Yeah.
Or you can bring in your ballot if you had an absentee or
ballot. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I stand corrected. But I think voting should be like, well, when it's the week of election, I think it should be a week drawn out that you can go to vote
a week
in person.
Yeah, okay.
Like, till the end of Friday. Boom. That way you can see what the numbers are and people can say, oh, you know what? I can make a change. Let me go vote and save the state.
So you discount. So you want it where you can see how the votes are going?
Yeah, for the people. I mean, because if you didn't cast your vote, you thought about, oh, we don't have a chance. You can actually see you have a fighting chance.
Now, that would be pretty interesting.
It would be, right?
Because you can kind of make a change. You can like
literally see that you make a change.
Oh, man, let's go in there and help out, you know?
Oh, it only needs a couple hundred. Oh, let's get Tiffany. Let's get... And you know that's 30 right there.
Yeah, it's like playing like a football game, right? Exactly. Like a video game or something, right?
Exactly, because you have playoffs and stuff like that. I mean, why the hell not? I'm just saying, guys. And you're welcome if you guys run with this idea. You know what I'm saying? You guys are
free of charge.
Absolutely.
Just make sure you just like, share,
and subscribe. What do you think people are going to do if? What do you think people are going to do if things don't go their way? And that is either side, because every day I look, it's this person's in the lead. His margin's this far. What do you think is going to happen if the left doesn't win? And what do you think is going to happen if the right doesn't win?
You get up in the morning, go to work, and feed your family, take care of your family.
You think
family.
So? You don't think there's going to be an outcry? You don't think it's going to be just people?
I think for the first few days, there'll be an outcry. I think for, you know, you'll probably hear from your family members or your friends and saying like you didn't do your part, or if you did do your part, you go on to whoever didn't do their part. But for the most part, most folks just going about their day.
I guess.
I think so.
I mean, to me, it's I feel like I don't have a dog in this fight anyway. So to me, it is what it is.
Well, we all kind of have a dog in that fight, because depending on what president you pick, right, it goes down to the judges.
Yeah.
Which goes down to the laws that affect.
That also goes to the counties and stuff like that. I'm talking about as far as on a local platform, it's more so not the presidency as far as that's a federal.
Yeah, yeah.
The judges and everything. But as far as the local, your local officials, your local, speaking of sheriffs.
Well, if it comes down to local, you want to focus on your mayors and for your attorney generals, because those are the people that really can affect change
with the laws and everything, right?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but I was basically giving a plug, bro.
Oh.
So local sheriffs.
You know, plug. Listen, I'm new at this.
Plug. Yeah, so speaking of local sheriffs. Gosh, damn, Ray. That's what I'm talking about, bro. So basically, we got a great interview coming up with Chip Wood.
We do.
Great. Very, very, very cool man. You know what I'm saying? He's very cool. Old, you know, it was weird, man. It was almost like sitting back having a beer with someone you knew for all your life. You know what I mean?
He's very personable.
Very personable.
And he also gives you the facts.
Yeah. Oh, he's got some interesting stories.
Yes,
gosh.
Yes. And he's very direct and very blunt. Yeah. But at the same time, he's compassionate.
Yeah.
And has integrity at the same time.
Yeah. Very compassionate, integrity, and he's funny as shit. I mean, oh my God, dude's funny. Yeah, that's rolling.
Yeah. And
I mean, shit. Yeah. Like I said, he got us rolling, and now I mean, it was very I don't know, man. It was refreshing to talk to the dude. He was very, very very interesting guy.
Yeah. Researching him, I gained like a lot of respect for him just researching him, but to actually talk to him in person or Zoom, I gained even more respect for the guy. I mean he's doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
He's likable. I mean, he doesn't care if you're white, black, blue, green, you know, he just wants you to follow the law but at the end of the day, he cares about you.
Yeah. The cool thing about it is he talked to us and it was like, hey, I don't know if you guys are a big time podcasting, but he gave us the respect. Like he was talking to Channel 5 News, Channel 6 News, Channel 9 News. He just talked to us like we were, like, gave us that respect.
Like we were big time.
Yeah.
As if we were big time. Yeah.
Like we ain't, you know?
Like, subscribe, share.
Just kidding. Like we ain't big time.
We are. I'm
just
big kidding. Time.
Yeah, we are. Gosh damn it. Finally believe in me, Ray. I'm just kidding. But no, so that was really cool. I was actually very nervous. We had him on the block for 2 months now, and his date was coming, and I'm gonna be quite honest. If you guys have ever had a job interview, and it was something big, you know, you get really nervous and whatnot. This guy we had from day one, he was like, oh, I'm, you know, I'll do it. And I was like, oh, shucks. You know, you don't expect someone to say that. You just take your shot. So I would say, shoot your shot. Anyone out there, shoot your shot. And he replied to the email. I couldn't believe it was him that replied. You know, because I've never been on anything like this. So you'd never expect someone to actually sit there and reply. And then we started, you know, dealing with his assistant. But I was just nervous, like, how would I conduct this interview? And, you know, praise God, you, bro, because you came in with the great questions and stuff like that. You like the guy. I recognized him here and there, but you knew more of him. So did my wife. She knew about him. She liked the way he handled the COVID. I meant to bring that up. The way he handled that, he was very transparent as far as the county and the numbers. And even though the county officials and whatnot didn't want him to publicize that. They didn't want it to make a big. The governor didn't, because obviously the governor is pro Trump in a sense that he was following whatever the president was doing and not stressing the numbers, stressing the COVID, and he was being very transparent.
The sheriff is pro integrity. Integrity.
Yeah.
He only cares about what the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That's all he cares about, is what to do is right for the people. Because, absolutely. I mean, he doesn't care who he offends. He doesn't care if he hurts your feelings. As long as he's doing the right thing, that's all he cares about. And showing the numbers, showing who's affected, showing, you know, if it's getting better, if it's getting worse. That's all he cares about. Mm. The truth. That's all he cares.
Which I respect 100%. See, I like a person that, I like anyone that's in any job. That does the right thing and doesn't turn the other cheek or doesn't give another person a break. I mean, he even spoke on the ticket that he had, you know, it's out there, and he demanded that his deputy give him a ticket and said, "Hey, I was speeding. Give me, you pulled me over. Give me the ticket."
He could have got off.
He could have got off, and then it would have been a big dent. Big or small dent, how you look at it, in his
credibility,
and his shield of integrity that he wears.
It would have been.
So people would have been like, oh, you know, because that's what happens. Basically, it's a brotherhood.
I probably would have been like, hey, you got me, but I ain't getting no ticket today, bro.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know, dude, because listen, how are you in basketball? Here's the thing. I think it all stems to of
who you are as a person. So let's say, for instance, you play basketball and the ball goes out on you, but no one sees it and you know.
Oh, yeah. And then I just say, it's out on me.
Exactly. So I think I think if you got pulled over, you'd probably be like, give me the ticket. If you're on that level. And he's your deputy. No, but check this out. If he's your deputy and he works for you, you'd probably be like, give me that ticket. Think about it from his standpoint.
Yeah, he probably can afford it.
Yeah. But I'm saying, as far as if you're the boss of someone, you don't want the asylum to think, okay, the doctor is not taking medication.
Right. He's got to set example.
Once you hear that, you're like, okay, I can see why you made the right choice.
Yeah. That's what leaders do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what leaders do.
I think if everything ran that way and everyone was more conscious and considerate of life, being pro-life and making sound decisions, I think I don't think there'll be any protest. The way he runs things.
We have protester. You mean?
Well, I'm speaking on the matter of what I'm speaking on, as far as the police brutalities and whatnot.
I got you.
That would be the way he runs things. I think it would be, there would be less violence if it was ran that way.
Yeah, because he's definitely community involved.
Very community involved. I mean,
he goes out and he talks to everybody. He has great community relations.
Guys, I don't know where you're at, but we're here in Volusia County, and let me just tell you this man is the
example.
He's the example, but he's also the Lance Armstrong of Volusia County, because he rides this France to tour, this Tour de France.
He's a part-time bike messenger.
Dude, he does a lot of miles. We're not even going to say. You got to watch the interview for that. But I'm just saying, this dude racks up some miles a month. It's pretty impressive.
He does.
I don't even think I get that on a car. I don't. I don't get it on a car, what I'm saying. You know, a month. It's crazy. It's crazy. Just his will. He's just a very interesting guy. There's some people that can tell stories, that have the gift of gab, and that can talk to you and tell you stories that you can sit there and talk at a bar and have a drink, a beer with them. He's one of these people that you can actually do that with.
Most definitely.
That will just have you there. He's relatable. I think he finds something that is a commonality in whoever he's speaking to. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel like he's known you and you guys are pals or something. So it's a great, like I said, he should be a politician. I mean, come on.
Well, he is part politician, because as a leader, you kind of have to be able to talk the talk a little bit and be able to delegate and be able to represent you know,
yeah,
the police department, yeah, or the sheriff department.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you gotta have some, gotta have some skills like that as far as PR skills.
Yeah, he's definitely versatile.
Very versatile.
We can't say enough about this guy, right?
No, we can't say enough. We actually have some good stuff also coming, though. We have great part two coming with Pooja Parikh.
Oh.
For Thursday, for Men's Health Thursday. So you guys be on the lookout for that. It's going to be very, very telling.
Informative.
Informative. Informative. I mean, it's crazy how not so different the male and female species are. Because they used to say, "What men are from Mars and women from Venus." Nah, you guys are fucking in the same planet. Like, really, guys. We really are. We're not really that different when it comes to certain things. But there's also room for growth. And then we'll have, and we also have other few interviews that we'll be dropping, man. I mean, just great stuff. We have a wonderful actress that was awesome, Luisa
Guerrero.
Guerrero. It always sounds better if you say it like Enrique Iglesias.
Guerrero.
Guerrero.
Yes, and she's only 4'8".
4'8", yeah. She's 4'8".
Yeah.
Definitely, but she doesn't, but she's not lacking anything, I tell you that much.
No, she packs, I mean, she's got a lot going on there.
She packs what?
I was going to say she's...
She packs a bang.
Is that her, was that her word?
A bang, yeah. Bang, please. Yeah. Bang, please. Bang. Oh, the accent is on point. The accent was amazing. I wish we had cool accents. I mean, I know it's the beach. It's
Have a cool accent.
Yeah, you have a southern accent. It's cool. Yeah, people
probably
like
can't hear. You probably can't hear it right now.
I can hear it a little bit. Yeah, people hear it. They can hear your
southern accent. You can usually hear it more when I'm down in Alabama. Down in Alabama.
When you just said Alabama.
Down in
just
Alabama.
Alabama.
War Eagle.
With your dog in your truck. Your dog in your truck and your guitar. people can definitely hear it. It comes out, especially when you get passionate about something.
Yeah, most definitely.
It comes out. It's like, the hell? What happened to Ray? And who brought the country? Who brought country on? Who brought big country on the set?
I think that happened to Kara when I met her.
Really?
Second time I met her.
What?
I got real comfortable and she was like,
oh, really?
Who is this? You sound different.
Is that how you sound at home? How do you sound at home? Okay, we're going to pick up this damn key. Pick it up.
It's probably a little bit faster.
Oh, like how? Let's hear it, bro. No pressure.
Let me hear that shit. I have to be around someone else who's talking.
Nah. Let me hear it. Give me a sample.
I can't do it on just on the spot anymore.
I won't even look, bro. Go on, bro. Let me hear.
I've lost it.
Come on, you disappointed people.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry.
I'm
a disappointment.
Yeah, you're a disappointment, buddy. We forgive you, but you know, it's just how it is. Gosh, Ray. Why?
Anyway.
What? You're not gonna do it. You seriously not gonna do it?
We can always talk about you and your brother.
What about him?
You guys in your boy band.
Bro. Everyone had a boy band when it was cool.
But I just learned that you dyed your hair blonde.
Like, bleached. It was bleached.
Bleach.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Like,
Cisco, man.
Cisco.
And I.
Did you wear a thong too?
Then a what? Nah, the dude. He sold the thong. He didn't wear no damn thong, bro.
I thought you said you wore a thong.
Nah, I didn't wear no damn thong. But oh, okay. I know about adolescent. Know about boys to adolescent. Nah, bro. We weren't no funny group like that. This guy, woo!
Just want to make sure.
No,
I'm just making sure.
You just making sure. I'm glad you're making sure. What did you tell me about your boy band group? And you guys were in a tin can together. So you guys were all in the Navy and were doing what?
Actually.
Who scrubs whose back?
Oh,
I know, man. It was. It was Face.
Oh, yeah.
Face got the back. Face got my back.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Respect to all you guys in uniform. Even in tin cans.
This guy right here. Anyway. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your services.
Thank you for your...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Your thong song.
Anything I can do to help. Did it help in the tin can? The thong, the dong, dong, dong.
We're digressing. Come on.
Yeah, we are digressing. Yeah, it's just... it's crazy. It went from sports to now watching... what the latest polls are or numbers that are coming in with the mail, and then you have all these people showing videos. I've seen titles of people saying how people are, some of the mail counters are throwing out some of the ballots. And I don't think it's because they're looking at Trump or anything or Biden. They're just looking and saying, gosh, damn, I have to put this thing through the feeder.
How many times have you been at work and you're like, God,
I have to do this one.
They're not doing that right now. Too many eyes on them. This is too big right
now. It's probably day two. Like, oh, shit. Like, damn. You know, you got paper cut. You got, they telling you, oh, you can't leave till that bin is ready. And you're like, gosh, damn, I got to do that bin.
But you know what's crazy about this whole election, though? Trump got more
popularity,
more votes than he did last time.
Oh,
I mean, the country is super divided. I mean, it's super divided, and like Biden got the most votes in history, and Trump got more votes than he did last time. But I mean, it was still pretty close.
Yeah,
still pretty close. I mean,
so they're saying. I think they're saying more so too that the black people came out more so.
Population came out more because
they didn't come out last time.
Yeah, that's the only
votes that had that really sealed his fate as far as.
Well, they went both
2016.
They split Hispanic vote split between Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, but 2016 it was the Republicans and the Hispanics that took it. You know, the Hispanic Republicans and Hispanics that took him into office and whatever in 2016. So, and I know we didn't have a say because everyone was like, oh, there's no dog in this fight. Oh, who did he run against? I forget.
Who run against?
Who did he run against in 2016? Why did I forget that?
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Hillary.
Hillary. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot that. Woo.
Oh, we need to end this right now.
Lord. No, dude, I'm like, who did he run against?
Because I was
like,
have mercy.
Yeah, she's sitting back mad. Like, run against? She's like, gosh, dang it. She was supposed to, she's like, you know, she's sitting back there mad. Like, I saw a meme on IG. Actually, it was Psychic Wayne. I tell you, he's supposed to be coming on a damn show, but he had a meme saying, ooh. Psychic Wayne, I tell you, he's a psychic for the celebrities. He's supposed to be coming on the show.
A psychic for the celebrities.
Hey, he's been a psychic. Yeah, I've talked to him before. He used to be on XL 106.7. He used to come on a segment.
Don't he already know if he come on the show or not? I mean, he should already know.
He know. I don't know. So apparently, that's probably why he ain't come on the show yet, because he know the damn answer. That's a good point. Gosh, damn psychics.
They always tricking us.
I know, man. He does more so horoscope now. So what he does, he does horoscopes and relates it to the politician and stuff in news. He actually has his own, they have his own, podcast as well.
You know, Kara's real big into horoscopes and stuff.
Horoscopes got some really true attributes, I think. Yeah.
She's been telling me that stuff for a long time.
It does. I just don't like anything controlling my day. Fuck that. You wait, oh, you're going to have a shit. Now it's like the law of attraction. You know, if you intended it, you're like, did I intend this? Because they put it in my head. It's the first thing in the morning. And then you're like, oh, shit. Oh, prepare for some bad news today. Like, fuck no. Hell no. So that's the only thing. That's the only thing with horoscopes. Have you ever visited a psychic before?
No, but Kara keeps trying to take me to one.
And what, has she been to one?
I think she's been to three.
She's, gosh, damn. Well, what happened to one? I don't know. Has anything come true that they said? They always say shit that's like more so generalized. They're like, oh yeah,
she said. I kind of lost track of what she was saying about it, to be honest.
Oh, this dude blocked her out. Wow.
No, I didn't block her out, but it was, you know, sometimes it's above my head, though.
What do you mean?
So I have something called if it doesn't happen to me, I kind of doubt sometimes.
Okay.
So I'm not believing. So I'm like, I'm listening, but I'm like.
Yeah, but what did she say? She can be that over your head that it was not like she was talking about physics.
No, it's difficult. It's like, I think she said some stuff, and to me, it sounded general.
Okay.
To her, it sounded specific. So I was just like,
it's generalized. That's what I'm saying. So they generalize it in a sense.
I don't know. I don't want.
I mean, no, there are, I believe, yeah, there are clairvoyants. There are people that can see things. But then I also believe that there's people that generalize it, and there's business of generalizing stuff. Like, that friend you lost, he's right next to you right now, and he's thinking about you, and
I don't have care here to defend,
what you,
defend
no, 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 no. I'm saying that's what I say, the generalization of it. Like, hey, you have a father, right? You have a father. You had a father. You see what I'm saying? They go, oh, you have a father. Mm-hmm. And they see your reaction. Well, my I know. He's not here because he's
so
right next to you.
So you're saying they're reading body language?
In a sense.
In a sense.
Not all of them. Have said there's some true clairvoyants that have a gift, but there's some profilers.
Right,
that sit there and profile your face, your gestures, and know just from, oh, he's twinkling eye, you're lost right now. You want to know what you should be doing career-wise.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? And they do that shit and they go, oh, you're thinking, have you ever wanted to be on something with TV? Or, I mean, what kid doesn't? What person doesn't?
I wish I could remember what she said exactly, because it wasn't, I don't think it was like that.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit more specific then.
Yeah, but you got to understand, how much information did she give?
Listen, we talking, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not judging, bro. I've gone to a psychic, but you know what happened? Shit didn't work out. You know why? Because me and Justin Timberlake were supposed to be competing right now. Fuckers. I'm damn scared. Oh, you and Justin. Oh. I'm not going to talk about that psychic thing that didn't work. So anyway. We were supposed to break from our boy bands together.
Oh, really?
And be, man, damn psychic.
Yeah, he went into acting, though, so, you know.
You know what, but.
Then you go into acting too, though.
Yeah, but that's not the thing. Was supposed to be music, bro. Okay, and first and foremost, this was Casadega. We need to go get someone to Casadega, because and basically have someone to Casadega to stick up for you guys. Because
once again, Kara keeps telling me to go there.
Well, she can bring somebody from Casadega. Does she know Peeps? You know it's Peeps.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. They're not reading me, bro. She can come on the show. They can read you. I don't want any energy. I don't want anyone putting their intention on me. Their voodoo.
What if it's positive energy?
Oh, well, yeah. If you want to get, they want to say, hey, you know what? Hey, I got money. Okay, cool. Don't tell me about no.
I think there's a difference between voodoo and.
No. Actually, hoodoo is considered, it's nothing scary. It's like almost white. Is it white magic?
I think it's.
No, they make it. They demonize it, but.
Where, doesn't it come from Africa?
It comes from Africa, but I believe it comes from Africa or Haiti, or I know the Haitians, is hoodoo, and they the ones that use it more. I think that's how they got.
I should know this. I had a tour in New Orleans, and this guy broke it all down to me. But they broke it down to me.
I think that's what they used to win their revolution, their freedom.
They were able to the Haitians, they were able to make their own language to be able, because they weren't allowed to speak, they weren't allowed to communicate.
That's what they did here, too.
So they made their own language where they were able to communicate.
But they speak Creole. It's French, though. It's broken.
But
French.
It's a broken French. But how do you get a broken language? You have to make a language.
The French doing. I mean, the French understand it though.
Maybe now, but think about then. I mean, you're taking.
So if you're like, so for instance, if I'm like, hey man, so let's say I'm like bread, and then they're like, what is bread-o? Oh shit! What is he speaking?
We're actually embarrassing ourselves. We don't know anything. We're just talking.
I'm a linguist. I don't know, man. I'm just saying that I didn't know they made them. I thought it was Creole. I mean, I know it's slang or it's broken, but I figured they still understand it.
You know, Kara speaks Creole.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. She still speaks it fluently?
I would say she probably doesn't speak it as fluent, but okay. I bet it would come back.
I think that's pretty cool that she speaks fluent. She says she speaks another language or no?
Japanese.
She speaks Japanese. That's really cool, man. I mean, things must be really interesting at times. You guys role play?
Yeah.
she turns into the white Haitian, and then she's the last samurai. She turns into Tom Cruise, the last samurai. It must be interesting. I don't know, man. This is Monday.
Definitely been a Monday.
Oh, hopefully we have a president by then, right? Hopefully this week we have a president.
I'm the president.
New president, okay.
Yeah,
you look like a president. Actually,
I feel presidential.
You like it. You like the president. Like you can be the president in Cuba.
Cuba.
Fidel Castro, the new one.
Is it the hat?
Prime Minister. It's Prime Minister.
Is, huh? It, is it the hat that makes you say I could be a...
It's, yeah, it's the hat and the jacket. You like, you were like, oh, you know, oh,
I feel
the fuck, what the fuck, man?
Oh, man, that's messed up.
Was that bad?
Oh, that's real bad.
How is that bad? Say I it, said
say
Cuban.
It, no, say, no. Say it again.
No. No, not say.
Say it again.
No, I'm not going to say nothing. No, my friend.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude, that was Hector. Hey. Hector just stopped by the studio.
Do not cancel us, okay, Cuban
American. How is that even bad?
Hey, listen.
Do yo, not, what do you listen. Mean? I said you look
Do Cuban. Not cancel us.
Do you know
us.
What? Let's be real.
We love Cuban
Do you know
people.
The Cubans? They're Afro-Cubans, right?
We love Cuban people.
And the music comes from Africa.
Okay.
So they're Afro-Cubans. So there's Cubans that are as dark as you, as dark as me. There's Cubans like that.
We love Cuban people.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We love you.
Yes,
all
we
of
do.
You.
We do.
I love all of you. And that's my friend Hector. Hector, what you doing up in this studio, bro?
Oh,
I just want to say I love you. And on that note, guys,
please.
Quebec.
Out. Like, subscribe, share, and comment on him.
Yo, this dude. Yo, you one of those people that would sell me the hell out, wouldn't you? Yo, right here, get the hell out of here. Yo, I don't want nothing to do with you, bro. This dude. Anyway, guys, enjoy. Have a nice week. Bro Rance, I'm Reg.
I'm Ray.
Peace. And don't forget Hector. Adios.